Michigan Oversight Committees issue subpoenas for Detroit. Livonia Election Communications, Equipment. By Kyle Olson on December 16, 2020. The Michigan Oversight Committees issued subpoenas to the clerks of Detroit and Livonia to obtain communications and procedures related to vote counting in those cities. In letters addressed to Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey and Livonia City Clerk Susan M. Nash, Legislative Oversight Committee Chairman State Senator Ed McBroom, R., and State Representative Matt Hall, R., compelled the pair to turn over a list of documents related to their investigation into the handling of the 2020 general election. Winfrey, whose jurisdiction includes the absentee vote counting location of the TCF Center, is required to submit 48 different documents to the committee, including hard drives and memory devices for adjudication machines that were used during the ABCB, Absentee Vote Counting Board, process. Record of the public accuracy test for all machines used to tabulate votes in the 2020 general election. Any and all written complaints or documents evidencing complaints from those who were at the TCF Center during the ABCB process. Any video surveillance footage from the TCF Center or the ABCB process. A full list of the City of Detroit's poll workers and their political party affiliation. A list of who was authorized to pick up election materials from the Detroit City Clerk's office, ballot drop boxes, or voting centers. A list of who made the pickups and drop-offs during the election this cycle. The committees are also seeking absentee voter affidavits signed in each precinct. Nash, meanwhile, is being compelled to turn over 38 pieces of information, many of them similar. As in Detroit, the committees are also seeking all applications and the outer envelopes of the absent voter ballots, for specific precincts. In Detroit, it is precincts 29, 63, 139, 452, and 481. In Livonia, it is 3A, 3B, 4A, 13A, 14A, 34A, 34B, and 34C, according to the letter to Nash. In a statement, Hall said the committees are seeking the evidence to confirm the truth. That evidence lies within records, documents and communications from local officials who oversaw election processes in communities where irregularities have been reported, Hall said, adding, "We need to review plans and outlines for Detroit and Livonia's absent voter counting structure, as well as qualified voter file information and lists of poll workers, their party affiliations and training procedures. Surveillance footage, hard drives and other storage materials such as USB drives can deliver us additional information that will help us see how these elections functioned and where they can operate more efficiently. This information can help complete our picture as we work to provide people throughout our state with clarity and answers they deserve, so they can have an election system that they trust going forward," Hall said. The deadline to provide the documents is 5 p.m. on January 12, 2021. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.